We're on now to a story from a self-described 40-something divorcee and former chef. Sounds like quite a catch, actually. She is a storyteller and a writer, and her stories deal most often with food, relationships, and the plight of having naturally curly hair. Please welcome Jennifer Moore.
To be honest with you, marriage proposals make me nervous. I mean, what are you supposed to do in that moment? It's awkward. You've got this guy kneeling in front of you with his heart in his hand. It's just plain embarrassing. I mean, marriage proposals have always made me nervous, ever since I was a little kid. When I was in third grade, I was certain that Joey Kelly was going to propose to me. Our feet had touched under the lunchroom table several times, which in third grade is the same thing as saying I love you. So I was certain he was going to propose. But I knew I couldn't get married. I mean, my parents would never let me. I was only in third grade. But I didn't want to hurt Joey's feelings, so I came up with a plan. I took the ring that my father had given me, and I put it on the ring finger of my left hand. And I turned it upside down so all you could see was the band. When Joey proposed, as he certainly would, I would just say, "Oh, I'm so flattered, but I'm sorry, I'm already married." This was my master plan. Now, Joey never did propose, but I had a plan just in case. In real life, as an adult, I've been proposed to 3 times with varied results. The first time I was proposed to was after an all-night keg party. My date, a guy named Tom, was at that sloppy stage of inebriation where passing out would have been a welcome end to the weeping. He was sprawled on the grass in front of the frat house, and somewhere between, "I love you, man," and, "Jen, don't ever leave me," Tom picked up his head long enough to look me in the eye and say, "Jennifer, you gotta marry me." It was awkward. It was embarrassing. What I had to do in that moment was get him off the grass and into the car, so I said, "Yes, yes, of course, Tom, I'll marry you. Now get in the car." I spent the next 8 weeks trying to avoid him. I changed my class schedule. I started eating off campus. I did everything I could so I'd never bump into him again. And I never did. The second time I was proposed to was on a Thursday night in the early 90s. Brad and I were watching must-see TV, and we were somewhere in the middle of Seinfeld's Soup Nazi episode when out the corner of my eye, I see Brad slide off the couch and take a knee. Shouting to be heard over the television, Brad says to me, "Jennifer, will you marry me?" He fumbles around in his pocket and pulls out a Kay jeweler's box, which he props open to reveal the world's tiniest diamond, perched in a princess setting. It was awkward. I was embarrassed for him. What I had to do in that moment was get him off the floor and back on the couch, so I said, "Yes. Yes, of course, Brad, I'll marry you." We were engaged for a while. I even moved to Illinois to be with him and his family. But after a year and a half of refusing to answer the question, "Oh, Jennifer, when are you going to set the wedding date?" I was exhausted. So I broke off the engagement and moved back to Virginia. The third time I was proposed to was on a Friday evening. Andy had invited me over to plant flowers in the backyard. He promised to buy me dinner if I'd help him. So I went over to his house and let myself in the front door, walked to the kitchen and opened the fridge to get myself a soda. And that's when I saw the roses. A huge bouquet of red and yellow and pink and white. They were stunning. And I knew they were for me, but I wanted to act surprised. So I closed the fridge and went downstairs. As I made my way into the backyard, I noticed a camera on a tripod kind of hidden in the bushes. And between the camera and the roses, I put it together that Andy was going to propose to me that evening in the backyard. And this made perfect sense to me. I mean, I was 32 years old. All my friends were married and starting to have kids. And just the week before, I had shown Andy a ring I'd been lusting after. It didn't matter that we'd only been dating for 4 months. It was high time that I got married. So we're digging holes and we're planting flowers, and around sunset, Andy decides it would be a good idea to wrestle. So he knocks me over, and we're rolling around in the dirt. He pins me easily. He's got like 75 pounds on me. He's got his knee in my chest. He grabs both of my hands in one of his, and he looks me in the eye, and he says, "Jennifer, I want you to marry me." And then with his free hand, he fumbles around in the dirt behind him and pulls out a worm. A huge, filthy, slimy worm that he dangles in my face. "Jennifer, I want you to marry me, and if you say no, I'm going to make you eat this worm." Now, I was ill-prepared for a proposal like this. And Andy, sensing my hesitation, changed tact. He said, "If you don't marry me, I'm going to eat the worm." And this was different altogether. I mean, I could not have a man eating worm on my account, so of course I said, "Yes. Yes, of course, Andy, I'll marry you. Now put down the worm." And there was a bright light. It was the flash from the camera hidden in the bushes. Andy had a remote relay in his pocket, and he'd been snapping pictures the whole time. To this day, our wedding album features a montage of the digging, the wrestling, the worm, and that final heartbreaking shot of me sitting there in the dirt looking very, very confused. We were married for a good 7 years, but in the long run it didn't work out. I don't suppose it's a good idea to marry someone you've only known for 4 months. So, I've been proposed to 3 times with varying results, but I'm optimistic. I think the next time I won't be nervous, and it won't be embarrassing, and it won't be awkward. I think number 4 will be forever.
Jennifer Moore.